Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
I know so many people are getting sick at the moment. It's just out there. The devil has made an onslaught against humanity like he hasn't done before. With the COVIDs, with the elections, the way things went. You know, just with all the problems that he's bringing into the earth. And the Bible says there are different degrees of demonic activity. There's spiritual wickedness in high places and different rank. And I believe that he's released some of his worst, and people are being affected. I know people being affected nonstop. I know people are sick. They're not doing well. And we're talking about Christians. And so God told me, he said, I want you to just do a healing class this morning. I want you to just bring some scripture. And he said, he just told me, he said to me, just get the scripture. Don't look for notes. Don't do anything. Just put a scripture down and talk. So I said, okay. And that's how God works with me sometimes. And I prefer it when he does that way. So we're going to come against this thing. I'm telling you now, you got to understand, we've been looking at the fact that we are the authority. We are. And, you know, the Word of God will change your life. The Word of God is what changes a person's life. And God told me this last week. He said, if you release faithful words, it commits God to make it good. I want you to think on what I just said. This is huge. If you release faithful words of God, it commits God now to make it good. And you can see in Jeremiah 1:12, God says he watches over his word to perform it. Now, this is God saying I'm watching over my word to perform it. It's not some president or prime minister or king or queen. This is God, the creator of everything. He says, if you speak his word, it cannot return void. It cannot come back without accomplishing. But you've got to speak faithful words. My son was saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. But let me tell you something. A lot of people are saying, I know I'm getting the money. That's not now faith. That's not even future faith. That's not faith. You don't put it off until tomorrow, because the Bible says when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. So therefore, once I've prayed, I've got it. Even if I don't have it in the natural yet, in the spiritual realm, it's taken place. And so when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. That's now faith. Now faith declares I've got it. Now faith declares I'm healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now faith declares I've got the finances. Because if we keep waiting for it, and he told you to believe you got it when you prayed for it, then what are we doing? We're not getting it right. We're doing it different to the way he does. And he said, God calls things that are not as though they were. So the word of faith, we're a word of faith church. We believe the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. All the work that was completed at Calvary, the death, burial, resurrection, all of that, we believe in the finished work. So we're not going to get saved. You already are saved. When do I get saved? When I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Amen. Some people say, well, I know God's going to save me. No, He's not going to save you. He's not going to force you to get saved. You're going to have to accept the free gift of salvation. And He's not going to force you to get healed. You're going to have to accept the free gift of health. Because in Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, all my sins. I accept that, sure. I'm saved. I accept he's taken care of all my sin. But then I leave the next part out, who heals every one of my diseases. So why do we leave the second part out? Because we don't have faith. Why don't we have faith? Because we don't hear enough about the subject. I've been doing healing school for 20 years, every Thursday morning. There's no excuse for us not to get the word of God and build our faith up. Faith comes, Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you've got to put yourself in a position to walk in divine health. You've got to put yourself in a position to walk in prosperity. You've got to put yourself in position to receive salvation. And once you get saved, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm not going to be saved. I am saved. I'm not going to be made righteous. He made me righteous. See, only He could make me righteous. I couldn't make myself righteous. You couldn't make me righteous. The presidents and kings and every people on the planet couldn't make me righteous. Only Jesus Christ has the authority, the power, the blood, and the righteousness to make me righteous. And by accepting Him as my Lord and Savior, I now become the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Well, if that's the case there, why can I not walk in the blessing of healing in Christ? Why am I still battling with sickness year in and year out? Why do I get flu over and over and over? Because I don't know how to stand against the counterattack. You've got to learn the word of God. And when you know the word of God, the deception comes, the lie comes, you'll push it aside. And there are so many people, they're just too lazy to read the word of God. I'm just calling a spade, hello. Not in this church though, right? They are lazy, too lazy to sit down and read something that's going to change their life for all time. Right. They'd rather watch a square idiot box. They'll watch TV. They'll sit there for hours and hours and hours watching television or playing games. But awesome, just put it down for half an hour and read the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've got to hear the word of God. Then you've got to believe that the word is God's word. Because all scripture, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. So every word is God-breathed. The Bible is the Word of God. The Word of God is the will of God. Say, the Word of God is the will of God. See, some people say, well, if I hear another person say, well, God is sovereign, I'll probably give them fivefold ministry. Fast and continuous. But seriously, well, God is sovereign. That's the biggest cop-out I've heard in my life. God is sovereign, so I can do nothing about it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God is sovereign, but He's sovereign over His word. And whoever applies His word to their life, you'll find the sovereignty of God makes sure the word comes to pass. Now, he is sovereign for the end times. You're going to see the Antichrist rise up. You're going to see the false prophet rise up. You're seeing it happening now. You're seeing in front of your eyes what's going on. I mean, this is not normal. Anything but normal, correct? You're watching in front of your eyes the Antichrist getting ready to get on the stage of life. God's word is coming to pass there. The earthquakes, the hurricanes, all the stuff has increased like he said it would. And some people say, well, it's been like that for years and years and years. It's been that way, but it's never been together. It's never been happening at the same time with the viruses taking place and earthquakes and hurricanes and wars and rumors of wars. It's happening together now. So it has increased. God's word will come to pass. He's sovereign over his word. But he's also sovereign over the word when you say, by the stripes on his back, I am healed. And when you say that in faith, the Bible says, I read it to you, he says that he will watch over that word to perform it. We have got a part to play in our victory. It's not God's sovereign, you know, que sera, sera, whatever will be. That's a cop out. Don't go that way. You say, God is sovereign and he gave me authority. Remember he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Now you go in that authority and you cast out devils. You lay hands on the sick. You pray in other tongues. If a snake bites you, it won't harm you. If you drink something deadly, it won't kill you. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what God... Now he's sovereign over that word. He is sovereign over that word. So when you go and lay hands on a sick person, it's not you. It never was you. You're the conduit. You just go out there in faith and release what's inside of us. The kingdom of heaven is where? Oh, we look yonder. Maybe the kingdom of heaven's there. Maybe it's over there. Hold on. Maybe the kingdom of heaven's there. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. He said, rivers of living water will come out of your belly. He gave us the authority. He gave us the power. And he expects us to be his ambassadors in the earth. Doing his work in the earth. See, when I go, you'll do what I do and a whole lot more. Same Holy Ghost that raised him is the same Holy Ghost that's in me. Come on. We're all quick to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We'll say that, and then you'll get a letter in the mail and, I'm serious. I used to be scared to go to my mailbox. Any of you been there? When I was still back in South Africa, I was nervous to go to my mailbox. If the phone rang and I saw it was the bank, don't answer it. Then you tell the people to lie. Tell them I'm not here. You encourage people to lie. Tell them I'm not here. Am I right? No. I'm telling you, I now go to my mailbox with an expectation. I look at my bank account and I say, it's growing in leaps and bounds. And it does. I do the tithes and offerings. I never miss that. And I promise you now, God has never let me down. He has blown my mind with what he's done. I mean, look at the place we're sitting in. Look at the school we got. Look at what God's doing for us. Are you kidding me? How do we do this? Only God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Filled with Hope.